In London today, British Prime Minister Tony Blair called for, in his words, a global interventionist approach to fight terrorism.
The Prime Minister said the defining characteristic of today's world is its interdependence, and that the best way to fight terrorism is to be engaged with the world, not isolated.
This is not a clash between civilizations. It is a clash about civilization. It is the age-old battle between progress and reaction, between those who embrace and see opportunity in the modern world and those who reject its existence, between optimism and hope on the one hand and pessimism and fear on the other. And in the era of globalization, where nations depend on each other and where our security is held in common or not at all, the outcome of this clash between extremism and progress is utterly determinative of our future here in Britain.
And the Prime Minister went on to say that nations cannot choose to opt out of this struggle.
Inaction, pushing the responsibility onto America, deluding ourselves that this terrorism is an isolated series of individual incidents rather than a global movement, and would go away if only we were more sensitive to its pretensions. This attitude, too, is a policy. It is just that it is a policy that is profoundly and fundamentally wrong.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair, in a speech given earlier today in London, Mr. Blair plans to deliver two more similar speeches in Australia and here in the United States.